Psalm 76, to the choir master, with stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. In Judah God is known, His name is great in Israel. His abode has been established in Salem, His dwelling place in Zion. There He broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war. Selah. Glorious are You, more majestic than the mountains full of prey. The stout-hearted were stripped of their spoil, they sank into sleep. All the men of war were unable to use their hands. At Your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse lay stunned. But You are to be feared. Who can stand before You when once Your anger is roused? From the heavens You uttered judgment. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to establish judgment to save all the humble of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise You. The remnant of wrath You will put on like a belt. Make Your vows to the Lord Your God and perform them. Let all around Him bring gifts to Him who is to be feared, who cuts off the spirit of princes, who is to be feared by the kings of the earth. This psalm begins by recounting the dwelling place of God. God dwelt in Salem, an old name for Jerusalem, and thus in the temple that was on Zion, the mountain on which Jerusalem stood. It is in Israel and Judah that God was known. Is that how God is known today? Through His presence in a certain city in the Middle East, in a temple on a certain mountain? No. For at just the right time, God came in the person of Jesus Christ, the final temple. As a result, the New Testament teaches that God now lives not in a temple on a mountain, on the other side of the globe, but in you and me who are united to Christ. We are the temple in which God dwells, of which Jesus is the chief cornerstone, the key foundation. Consider this in light of the rest of this psalm, which goes on to recount the fearsome majesty of God. It is this God who has taken up residence inside of you. How can this be? It is because the ferocious wrath of God landed on Christ, not us. As a result, God can take up residence within us without threatening His holiness or justice. And one day, this wrath will pour out on everyone who does not bow the knee to Christ as King and Deliverer.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.